You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about the state of education in Wisconsin. First, early on in this election season, the seat of Republican Senator Ron Johnson was considered one of the most vulnerable in the nation. Polling from August showed Russ Feingold, with a big lead, but more recent polls show the race getting tighter. Feingold and Johnson have been sparring over ethics allegations, national security, and who's the better champion of the middle class. Veronica Rickard checked in with UW La Crosse political scientist Tim Dale about how the race is shaping up.
Tim, welcome to Central Time.
It's good to be here.
Well, Tim, first, as the race stands today, who's ahead, Ron Johnson or Russ Feingold?
Well, right now it looks like Feingold's enjoying a few percentage points lead. In fact, about a month ago, Feingold had as much as a double-digit lead, but the polls have now come closer. We'll definitely get a better picture of the race. As this month goes on, there should be a couple other polls that we'll be seeing, but right now it looks like Feingold's in the lead by a few points.
Now, as a political scientist, you look at that. What occurs to you about what might have caused this shift so far in this campaign?
Well, as elections get closer, the polls tend to narrow, and we kind of know that the electorate is split nearly evenly in terms of those who identify Democrat and those who identify Republican. The trend this year probably will follow previous years where we've seen a presidential election. Turnout is going to be higher. And so part of the difficulty in taking polls is that you have to model turnout. And so the number of people who are going to be voting in the election actually is going to have an impact on who wins and also has an impact on how the polls look from poll to poll.
Now, the biggest story recently is that both candidates are attacking each other on ethics complaints. So let's start with Ron Johnson's campaign. What is he saying about Russ Feingold's campaign for Senate?
Well, Feingold worked for the State Department for a period of time, and it is not legal to campaign for office using State Department email accounts and when you're working for the government. And so the Johnson campaign is alleging that there was a kind of shadow campaign going on while Feingold was working in the State Department. And so actually with echoes to the presidential race, the Johnson people are asking for emails to expose what they believe to be inappropriate actions that Feingold took while he was working at the State Department.
And is there any chance of them getting these emails before the election?
No, probably not. In fact, on both issues that the campaigns are pushing right now about the other they look like they would not be resolved before the election. In fact, it looks more like it's just going to be a lot of talk about potential problems or ethic complaints. We're really not going to get the final details until after the election.
Now, as for Feingold, his campaign is accusing Ron Johnson of violating ethics law with a $10 million payout. What's the story there?
Right. Well, Johnson donated about $9 million to his campaign. And then as he was leaving his business to go work in the Senate, he was paid $10 million as kind of a retirement or leaving business bonus. Democrats and Feingold's campaign are asking that this be looked at as the possibility that he was actually paying himself back for loans to his campaign, which would not be okay under campaign financing laws.
So how does that one go forward?
Well, again, this is just like the Feingold thing. If there is an investigation, which there could be, it is going to be a long, involved process. These things aren't ever resolved within a matter of months. And so this really will be a matter really of connecting it to broader arguments that are being made about the candidates as opposed to this particular issue being resolved before the election.
And in the meantime, what has the Johnson campaign said about that $10 million payout?
Right. Well, they're saying that it was reported when it happened and that it was part of him leaving, that he didn't take a paycheck for a period of time when he was running the company, and so that it was his compensation for the work that he had done previously.
And as far as Russ Feingold and the allegation of a sort of a shadow campaign that started early, has he spoken out about that?
They're denying that it was happening. They're denying that he was running his campaign while he was working at the State Department. And so their allegation or their response is much like Johnson's response, which is that this is all both allegations are an attempt to distract from bigger issues that are really at play in the campaign.
So aside from those ethics complaints, national security has been a pretty big talking point in these campaigns so far, at least. And they have very different approaches to issues like ISIS and how to handle the problems in Syria and the refugees. What are both sides saying there?
Right. Well, and this is another way in which there are some ways in which Johnson and Feingold are different from the presidential candidates, but this is one where they are similar. Johnson wants a much more strict policy on refugees. Johnson is interested in a much more aggressive foreign policy stance. Feingold is taking a different view. Feingold is more interested in the United States being kind of that beacon of hope for refugees, and also dealing with ISIS in ways similar to what Hillary Clinton is suggesting. And so in this, they are closer to the presidential candidates.
And both have been accusing the other of being ill-prepared to take on this issue of national security. How is that unfolding?
Right. Well, this is actually where those kind of principled disagreements are filtering into the more personal attack of a person who is not prepared. And so but with Johnson being Homeland Security as his one of his major committee assignments, he's arguing that he is better prepared to deal with the threats to Homeland Security. Feingold, of course, was in the Senate for three terms previously and so has done a lot with national security and are just making some of the same arguments we heard 6 years ago that Feingold made against Johnson, that he is not bringing in basically the lifetime experience that Feingold has.
We're talking with UW La Crosse professor Tim Dale right now, talking about the Senate matchup between Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold. And Tim, you mentioned the presidential candidates and how they might align with these two when it comes to their Senate race and their positions there. And it's an interesting race because you have two presidential candidates who have both of them remarkably high unfavorable ratings. So how closely are these two candidates, Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, how closely are they aligning themselves with the presidential candidates?
Well, one of the more interesting things that is happening during this election season, and it's actually among several interesting things, is that you have both Johnson and Feingold in Wisconsin polling better than their presidential nominee. And so what's interesting about what the candidates are arguing now and the campaigns are arguing now is that they're trying to link the other to their party's nominee. That's kind of the opposite of what we usually see, which is a candidate happily linking themselves to the party's nominee. And so you have Johnson accusing Feingold of being more like Clinton and Feingold accusing Johnson of being more like Trump. I think that there's an interesting parallel that might be drawn between this race for Senate and President and Feingold's first run at the Senate in 1992. That's actually the last time that we had a presidential race really be this close to unpopular for both candidates. Both Bush and Clinton in 1992 earned close to 40% in Wisconsin, and Feingold and his opponent Bob Casting, who was the incumbent, were both close to 50% in their final polling. And so I think we will see perhaps some parallels and echoes of that race where the presidential candidates in Wisconsin may get as low as 40%, someone winning 41-39 or something like that in Wisconsin, with the Senate race much closer to 51-49.
Have we seen, for instance, Johnson campaigning with Donald Trump or referencing him a lot, and the same with Feingold so far?
Not as much, and this is part of that dynamic where if the presidential candidate is less popular than the Senate candidate, then we see the Senate candidate sometimes distancing themselves, not necessarily making public appearances. Where there has been some linking is in terms of an attempt at fundraising, and so Johnson has certainly referenced Trump, has said that Trump is a better choice than Hillary, particularly when he's appearing at fundraising events. Same with Feingold, clearly endorsing Hillary Clinton and saying that Clinton is a better choice than Trump. But in a race like this, when the polls are where they are, there is some distancing that typically happens.
So what is the fundraising looking like for both these candidates right now?
Well, Johnson is outraising Feingold right now. And part of the reason for that, this is another interesting thing that links to the presidential race, is that there are a lot of big donors to Republican causes, or typically Republican causes, who are not donating to the Trump campaign. And so we see this actually happening across the country, and Johnson's a really good example of this, where big Republican donors are actually putting their money toward the Senate races, seeing that as a really significant consequence or potential consequence to this fall's election, and not putting the money in the presidential race. So that is probably one of the major reasons why Johnson is out raising Feingold right now, because of those donors.
That's interesting, because I know early on the Senate seat of Ron Johnson was considered one of the most vulnerable in the nation, and you had things like ad money being pulled for the Johnson campaign. So is that turning around now? Is he being seen as a stronger candidate to put if you're looking for some a Republican candidate to back in Wisconsin? Is that looking like a strong bet?
Well, Johnson's a stronger candidate than he was seen about a month ago, and that's because the most recent poll has him coming closer to Feingold. I think that when the money was pulled from the state, that was the Republican Party taking some money out, which is a different consideration sometimes where the party is going to put their money versus where donors put their money. I think the other thing that is a factor here is that some of the other Senate races have gotten a lot closer that look like they may be going for Democrats, and so rather than the Senate looking like it was more probably going to be picked up by the Democrats, it looks like the Senate is going to be very close, maybe even a 50-50 split. That makes races like the Wisconsin race even more significant, because if it is going to be a 50-50 split, a race like Wisconsin's will tip it in one direction or the other.
And what is the advertising campaign looking like for both sides?
Well, we're seeing both positive and negative ads. And I'm sure people have been seeing these as they watch football on TV or the news. There are some ads that are introducing us to the candidates again, Feingold being out of office for 6 years, and Johnson also kind of reintroducing people to him and his candidacy. But, of course, we also see the negative advertising, which is where research shows historically that has the biggest impact in terms of influencing people's vote. So we're getting right now kind of a mix of the positive, here's what I'm going to do for the country, and also the attack ads that we're used to seeing.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Tim Dale. He's a professor of political science at UW-La Crosse. He joined us to talk about the Senate race between incumbent Republican Ron Johnson and Democrat and former Senator Russ Feingold. Coming up, we'll talk to the state superintendent of public instruction about the state of education here in Wisconsin. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.